Well, Sarah Martin is the Federal Political Editor for the West Australian. She's in our Canberra studio this morning. Sarah, can I just start with that issue of factional infighting erupting in the Victorian branch of the Labor Party? Mark Butler, pretty clear, pretty strong in his response to it. But Bill Shorten does look like he's in the middle of it.
Yeah, absolutely. They were very interesting comments from Mark Butler there, really putting those self-appointed sub-factional warlords on notice that they needed to pull their heads in. Mark Butler obviously recognised that this is certainly not helpful for the Labor Party and certainly not helpful for Bill Shorten. I think generally the public don't like this sort of stuff. It's really about, you know, divvying up the spoils of power and even to, you know, political hardheads like those in the press gallery. This is all very cloak and daggerish, and I don't think the public like it.
Do you think it does amount to what's being described in a Laura Tingle article this morning as being like a shadow party inside the Labor Party?
Yeah, well, look, this is very interesting. It's effectively a grouping of the Centre Unity faction and the industrial left in Victoria. Now, you know, I know this gets very pointy-headed, but this is a group which is dominated by the CFMEU. It also includes the Maritime Union of Australia, the FSU, and the Rail, Tram and Bus Union. I think the fear is that this is, as Mark Butler said, this is about looking at future pre-selections for seats that have not yet been drawn up yet. And I guess the issue is this is taking power away from the rank and file membership. This is really effectively giving a pretty prized seat to a union, you know, I guess, for want of a better word, a union hack. So, look, I think this is a problem for Bill Shorten. And I think the other issue is the fact that Bill Shorten met with some of these sub-factional warlords is a strange look, and it's also raised questions within the party about whether or not, or I guess why, Bill Shorten decided it was a good idea to meet with these people.
You also would have heard Mark Butler's comments there on Snowy Hydro. He says Labor is very open to the concept, but there was a bit of nuance there, particularly in relation to the numbers, and clearly a degree of scepticism about the whole viability.
Yeah, I think this is a tricky one for Labor because we know that the Snowy Hydro project is quite popular. And as we're moving towards increasing reliance on renewables, we do need, as both Labor and the government have said, we do need renewables that are going to provide reliability for the system. Now, Snowy Hydro effectively works as an enormous battery. To put it into some perspective, the great Elon Musk battery in South Australia is something like 100 megawatts. Snowy Hydro in its expanded form would be 2,000 megawatts. So it is a very enormous storage project, and one which I think Mark Butler was also keen to point out that Mike Kelly, the local member there, is very supportive of, because it is enormous in terms of its engineering scale. It's you know, something like 5,000 jobs, 27 kilometres of tunnels. It is enormous.
So I mean, Eden Monaro, a bellwether seat, pretty
absolutely
marginal. I mean, you would have thought the folks in Jindabyne and Adam Inabi are not going to be very supportive of a party that opposes it, right?
No, that's right. And so I think Labor is trying to look like it's supporting it, but is also, as you say, expressing some scepticism about the numbers. I think it's interesting that the project appears only likely to be financially viable if we don't see the construction of any new coal-fired power into the system. Now, we know the government on its right flank has been pushing for such a project, particularly in Queensland. So I think that's also going to be a tricky one for the government to navigate.
All right. And corporate tax cuts. Scott Morrison invoking Donald Trump, saying, well, if the Americans are doing it, we need to make sure we follow.
Yeah, I don't know if Scott Morrison has quite got the Trump shtick